Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a
good feeling. Time for the vibe check this Wednesday morning. What's up, guys? We're going to check up from the neck up. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and
we're checking in, baby. Let's go.
We're checking in this morning. 52 for the high today. It's only like 48 out right now. It's cold.
It is quite chilly. It is. All right, let's get into people's good vibes.
Where are they at?
Shall we? Because today's a great day to share some positivity and share some great vibes. So why wouldn't we? Brittany's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good today and vibes are high. I also went and saw Clue last night, Breezy.
Oh, how was it?
You guys, this show was one of the best. It was quick. It was fun. It was playful. I really, really enjoyed it. And I would recommend anyone go to see it.
So you laughed?
I did.
Good.
I did laugh. And I was in bed, literally head on the pillow by 9:15.
That's pretty good.
A dream.
That is dream. Pretty
see,
good.
I love going to shows and I love going to plays and musicals and all of the above. But typically when I go is Tuesdays and Wednesdays because that's when media night is. And I don't get home till like 10:45 most times. Because, I mean, obviously shows are longer. But there was no intermission. It was great. The mayor was there. It was a whole situation.
What is your top show? One of the best you've seen? Or your favorite?
Frozen.
Oh, yeah. I hear Frozen was really
good. I saw Frozen 3 times. Mean Girls was really good. Saw that. I think I saw that twice, too. I'm really excited coming up here. I'm really excited for Anne Juliet, which is, our friends in St. Louis saw it. And a couple of people said I would really like it. I think that's coming in December. But I'm very, very excited for that.
I can't even believe I'm saying it, but I think one of my favorites of all time is A Pretty Woman.
Did I see that?
I saw it when I was in California, and I was impressed.
I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
Oh, it was great.
I love. Perfect.
Huge musical guy.
Huge. Hasn't seen one show at the RBTL.
Who else is here?
Goodness. Laura's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are high today because I am off of work tomorrow and Friday.
What's up?
Love that for you.
Time to party. Time to get after it. It's going to be a nice weekend to just go explore the city of Rochester. You know what I'm saying? Check out all the new restaurants.
Yeah. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are good. I got to go to Brockport tonight. My boy Oliver from Big Brothers Big Sisters, it's his last football game. They've been dominating. Dominating. I show up in blue. I represent. It's going to be fun.
Love it.
Yeah, I had a good day yesterday. It was more of a self-care day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Had therapy. I had to journal a little bit. I went for a run. I went and sat in the sauna for a half hour. It was just, I felt good. Made a healthy dinner.
That's amazing.
Yeah, vibes are good.
That is.
You got to clear the head once in a while. Hit the reset button on the PlayStation, you know?
You got to do it. You got to.
How are
it.
Your vibes?
Vibes are good. Like I said yesterday, my parents are home, which is great. Although I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go see them today. My dad fully is like in Florida right now.
He left.
No, he literally left.
He's like, hi, Breeze.
He's actually in the car right now.
See you, Breeze.
Toddy, if you're listening, give us a shouty.
Hi, Toddy.
No, fully. He's like, yeah, I'm out. I'm like, oh, okay.
What do you leave, for a week?
Yeah.
He's gone for a full week.
Yeah, he's gone.
Awesome.
He's gone. Actually, no. I asked him. I said, when are you coming home? He's like, don't have a return flight. Perfect.
Doesn't have a return flight. This is a dude who's just living the dream.
He just doesn't care.
Okay, he went to a cruise to Italy.
Yeah.
Went all over Europe, comes home, gets on a direct flight to Florida, or whatever. Who cares? He gets on a flight to Florida, and he's going golfing with his buddies. with no return flight.
There was no, like, downtime or, you know, catch-up time. Like, jet lag all the way to the next plane.
It
bus,
is.
Club, another club, next plane. He's literally that meme of Lady Gaga.
It's 6:17 in the morning. I guarantee you right now that dude has two blue lights down.
150%. Without question.
I love it.
Without question.
All right. Guys, yeah. Thank you for the vibes this morning. Appreciate you starting the morning off with us. New beginnings of the 585. We'll tell you what's coming to Rochester and what's being revamped. And let's just say the former Hotel Cadillac in downtown Rochester, it's getting glammed out.
Here we go.
We'll tell you all about it coming up next.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, new beginnings for the former Hotel Cadillac in downtown Rochester.
Okay, pop off.
Back in the day, you can rent rooms by the hour.
Ooh.
Someone yikes. Told me. Someone told me about
right,
it.
Right, right. So, not that I ever participated, but.
I don't know why I'm playing that. Rochester City Council voted on Tuesday to authorize appropriations, if you will, in loan agreements, along with a payment for a new fine arts lofts that are affordable. It's a housing project, but the project got more than $6 million in federal funding to transform that old dusty hotel into more than a dozen mixed income housing units for the unhoused and young adults. The loft is also set to include commercial real estate. Yes, you heard it here first.
Period.
So if anyone is looking to open up a new Pilates studio or maybe a crystal shop,
we need another fitness studio in this city. Like, we need a hole in the head. Please.
The Hotel Cadillac may be just the place to do it. Then, we're not done yet. Then, in
the
Victor.
The parking will be a nightmare.
Yeah, you know, maybe. There's usually a lot of meters up and down that street. But then in Victor, they have plans that are moving forward to bring the Rochester area its first Bass Pro Shop store. The company announced yesterday plans to open a 90,000 square foot store at Eastview Mall. This is going to be in late of 2026, next year.
Why did I think that we already had one?
No, we don't.
Wow, that's crazy.
So the Springfield, Missouri-based company said the Victor store, which is going to be its fifth in New York State, will employ more than 120 people. Think about the economic impact.
How pissed do you think that, like, Greece and Henrietta, and I mean even Irondequoit, because RIP to their mall, are that Victor gets everything. Victor gets, Eastview gets everything.
There's no room in Henrietta. You got U of R there. Well,
there was.
There's no, yeah. There's just, there's
there was
no
actually
room.
Nothing but room. And then they were like, actually,
listen,
kidding.
They could have turned all of Irondequoit Mall into a Bass Pro Shop.
They could have done it.
The thing is going to be massive. Have you ever been to one of these?
Yes.
It's like four floors. It's crazy.
Yes, absolutely.
Lots of exciting things happening in the
585. We got a lot of hunters and fishers in this area, so it's going to be real good. Real good. Not our friends at the Bee doing the ribbon cutting. All right, that's enough. Listen,
coming up on the show.
You guys, I, for whatever reason, due to things that I do outside of the show, I spend a lot of time with children, specifically like girls 7 to 12. And the things that I hear when I hang out with them, I'm not like hanging out with them, we're kikiing, but is kind of questionable because they have their own language. These teenagers, what even is their generation? Is it Gen? It's not Gen Z, because Gen Z is below.
What is the generation of an eight and nine year old?
Like a middle schooler. I don't know. Look it up. But anyways, these kids are speaking in code. They're communicating through words and letters and symbols and numbers. And I'm honestly scared. I'm honestly really scared.
Welcome to Generation Alpha. Anything but Alpha.
Really?
Yeah, born between 2010 and 2024.
Okay, whatever. Sure, pop all the way off. I'll tell you all these weird codes to look out for and why they're really just ruining the entire world coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose. Breezy Breeze, how many of you have small kids at home that use slang that you constantly try to decode?
No, I'm spiraling.
What does it mean?
I'm spiraling because listen, Moose, I have been spending so much time with young girls for my braiding business that I have on the side.
Sure.
I go to little girls' birthday parties. I listen to them talk. I try to talk to them. That never ends well because they're literally speaking a foreign language. The slang that they use it makes no sense to me.
Bet.
I went to a birthday party last month, maybe, and I asked the mom, I said, what's the theme? You know, do I have to bring anything specific? And she goes, the theme is aesthetic. I go, okay.
Right.
The theme is aesthetic.
Whatever that means.
So I get there. And the girls are like, oh my God, you're so aesthetic. Oh God, you're so aesthetic. You're so preppy. You're so aesthetic. And I'm like, oh my God, I literally look like I got hit by a Mack truck. But thank you so much.
What the hell are they even saying?
And then that we're just like, they're like, oh my God, you are so aesthetic. Like, I'm freaking out. I'm like, okay, like, yay. I had like a bow in my hair. I was like, yay, I'm so aesthetic. Like, I'm like, am I cool? Is this cool? Or is aesthetic bad? Because I have a meaning for aesthetic. I know what aesthetic means.
Sure.
I don't know what it means to these girls. And then I would be like, okay, so there's six of you. And then they'd be like, six, seven. With their hands, 6'7". And I'm like,
So there's six or there's seven.
How many is there?
I don't have time to do the math.
Six, okay? Seven.
My buddy's son was asking me for advice. He's 7 years old. He was asking me what he should be for Halloween. He's like, do you think I should go as Batman? I was like, yellow. He goes, yo-yo?
You trying to relate to them and like missing the mark completely is crazy.
Who better?
At least I know it. I just don't know how to use it.
Who better than to talk to somebody who actually has children, who knows what a majority of this slang actually means.
Or at least they hear it all the time.
Right. I don't think we have ever talked to my sister-in-law, Heather, on this show before.
Not live on the show. We did.
Not live.
Pizza.
No, not live on the show. Let's go over to Heather.
Good morning.
You're live, queen.
Hi, Heather. So many questions on how you ended up marrying my brother, but it's only
a four-hour show.
That's so, right. Yeah, Heather, so we have, you have three kids, Olivia, Micah, Santino.
Bless you.
Even Sonny is speaking in slang at the age of seven.
He is, yeah.
What does 6'7" actually mean? Do you know, or is
Or are you just as confused as the rest
of us? Who's in the car with you right now?
This is Olivia. Hi, good morning.
Oh, hi, beautiful. Olivia, tell Uncle Moose and Aunt Breezy here what 6'7" means.
6'7".
That was bad. So what 6'7" means is it's like sort of an inside joke, or like there's two meanings. So sometimes kids will say it like at school if they're bored or like they feel alone and they want to be included.
Sure.
And the other one is like how it started is there was a basketball player and he was 6'7". So then everyone started to say 6'7", and then someone added on the hand motions. That's really
Liv. I thought that it was a Drake song. Is that not
true? Yeah, there is.
There's a Drake song
there
too?
Is.
So now there's three meanings.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I forget what it's called
but
too.
Livia.
My answer was going to be the athlete.
Okay.
So nobody knows because there's so many different meanings behind it.
All right, so Livy, can tell Uncle Moose if he's using this word correctly in a sentence. So, like, ask me any question, Livy. Ask me anything, and then I'll respond with a slang word. Go ahead.
Oh, jeez. How was your day?
Bet.
No, that's not it.
Nope.
Nope.
Wrong.
No. Okay, ask me the same question.
Okay, go ahead. Ask Breezy, Olivia.
Breezy, how was your day?
6'7".
Okay, can you ask it to me and then I'll answer?
Mom, how was your day?
On God, mid.
Oh my God. You guys, this is ridiculous.
For real. For real.
Okay.
Not there.
Were you listening?
Not there.
Oh my, I can't. Were you listening like 5 minutes ago when I said I went to that little girl's birthday and she said that the theme was aesthetic?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
What is that?
Like, how do I explain it?
They can't even explain it to me.
You guys say it, but I mean, it's like politicians. You'll say it, but you don't know what you're
saying. It's on style. On trend.
Okay.
Whatever's trending on social media, you must have been wearing something or acting in a way that was trending on social media.
An aesthetic.
I see. Thank you, ladies, for your help this morning. We really appreciate it.
I'm more confused than ever before, but
thank
Livy,
you for bringing
you're the
it.
Best.
Livy, you're going to be 12 years old coming up, right?
And so aesthetic.
Or 11. Is it 12?
He has no idea.
It's 12.
He's the worst uncle ever. Don't listen to
November 3rd, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have you in the studio, okay?
Yes, you have to come in back into the studio. Just don't wear that weird Chiefs jersey, okay?
Bright and early on a Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it.
It's a Monday and I have to wake up probably even earlier. Come on.
All right, listen.
We'll just pull you out of school. No worries.
I love you. Have the best day today, okay?
Okay.
We love you.
Okay, bye, Heather.
Make sure it's not 6'7". So we learned nothing. Both dearly. We've learned nothing. She said there's like three different meanings. And honestly, I would bet there's more than three.
Oh, 100%.
I feel so unintelligent and dumb hanging around these kids. Not because what they're saying is dumb. I think they have it all figured out. I just have no idea what's going on.
Welcome to my world every single time I go over there.
It's alive. 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
This mom messaged in, and I'm just going to be honest. You can tell she's not happy with her 16-year-old daughter.
She's pissed.
It's her first job ever. And in the first week, she quit because she said she didn't like the vibes.
Bad vibes. Vibes were off.
I think what makes this even worse is a family friend helped her get the job. Listen to the message, and then any parents who have dealt with something similar or want to share how they would handle this very situation, please call. I'm dying to hear from any listeners this morning on this one. Phone lines are open, 585-252-9800. Nicole writes, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm furious right now. My 16-year-old daughter just quit her first job after 1 week because," and I quote, "the vibes were off." Excuse me? The job was at a local bakery that a family friend helped her get. She worked 3 shifts. Didn't like that they asked her to clean tables, and she decided she was done. I told her she needed to stick it out, learn some responsibility. She rolled her eyes and said, "The tables were so gross. This is just not the job for me." Meanwhile, my husband thinks I should just let it go because of her anxiety.
Right.
Quote.
Which is honestly like kind of the opposite. Like most of the time it's moms being like more sensitive to anxiety and mental health stuff than dads.
Yeah. I think this mom has just had enough of her bull crap. She says it's. The dad says, quote, "It's not worth the fight. It's better she finds a job she actually likes." I'm sorry, but this is exactly why kids these days have zero work ethic. You can't just quit.
You sound like you're 150. Kids these days, back in my day.
This is what she's
just was really.
I'm reading the message. You can't just quit every time something's not fun. Who the heck is going to fall in love with their first job? Now I'm embarrassed because a friend went out of her way to get her that job, and my daughter made me look like an idiot. Yeah, 100%. Another part of me worries that maybe she's actually struggling and I'm pushing too hard. Should I make her find another one or let her sit around all winter being unemployed with good vibes? Sorry for my rant, you guys, but I'm at a loss. Would love to hear from other parents on my situation. Thanks so much. Love the morning show. Okay, this came in from Nicole. Daughter quits in the first week.
Not it.
It's not it because the vibes were off? What? I was not a fan of my first job. In fact, I was kind of miserable, but I'm like, well, this is a new experience for me. You know, I have to be somewhere on time. I'm expected to be there. I got to stick it out.
You also threw a filing cabinet over your body to get out of work. So.
No, that was my second job.
Right, of course.
Yes, I didn't want to miss out on Halloween. What are you going to do?
Still don't.
All right, what do you guys think? I'd love, send us a text or call us. We got some messages coming in already. I'm just going to go ahead and side with the mom on this one. Like quitting after a week at your first job because you think the vibes were off? Because they made you clean tables?
I wouldn't let her quit. I would just say, hey, if you're not happy here, just make sure you have another job lined up before you, you know, hit the road and turn in your apron. Because,
But do you even let her do that?
I mean, if she has another job, like, who cares? Just get another job. Like, what's the point of making, I understand the whole idea of, like, sticking it out and I want you to make money and I want you to pull your weight. But, like, if she is miserable at the job, like, you wouldn't want to stay at a job you're miserable at. Just make sure you're, now when people quit and have no job, idiotic. Horrible move. Like, truly couldn't be worse.
But what about the exact advice you gave intern Joe last week? He was ready to quit after 3 months of the first job. And you're like, you should stick it out for at least 6 months.
I know, but that's like intern Joe's career. Like, I don't think she's going to be slinging pastries for the rest of her life. And if she has, more power to her, but it's not a passion. He's passionate about communications and PR and sales. And that's like a stepping stone. And he spent thousands of dollars getting said degree.
Sure.
So I don't want that to come back and bite him in the ass later and not be able to utilize that degree because he has a tainted resume. It's just, it's not, I don't feel the stakes are as high. I mean.
Well, no, they're not.
They're not.
She's 16. Let's go over to Christina texting in. My daughter's 17. And every time she doesn't like something, she's got an excuse. I told her, unless it's unsafe or illegal, you're sticking it out for at least a month. Life's full of bad vibes. Welcome to adulthood. So true. Rob says, good morning. What's up, guys? I think the reason so many kids use anxiety as an excuse today is because they don't want to try anything new or get out of their comfort zone. Also, I think dad's being soft. You can't build work ethic on comfort. She doesn't get to opt out of life every time it's inconvenient. You push through. That's where confidence actually comes from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make a good point, Rob. What was your first job again?
An ice cream shop.
Similar vibes.
It literally worked me to the bone.
Oh, God, you're so dramatic.
No, it was horrible. And I also was genuinely having a mental health crisis the last year I worked there. And she was like, this woman who owned this shop was truly horrid. I mean, I'm not going to like go into the details, but she worked with kids for like a full-time job. And I told her, I was like, I'm really struggling. She's like, well, you got cones to make, so figure it out.
Oh,
like,
you had to make the cones handmade?
Okay.
That sounds good.
Never mind.
What did you tell me in commercial break about Duncan?
Oh, well, so I flunked out of college my first year. And my parents kept asking me like what my grades were. And I refused to tell them because I was like, they got lost. And they're like, that's just not how that one works. And then when they found out that I flunked out, they were so mad and they were like, well, you need to get a job because you're useless.
Sure. Right.
So that summer they were like, you will get a job. Like, you will hand over all of your technology. And I was like, I can't find a job. Like, this is, so my mom would bring me to work with her every single day. I mean, like, she was a teacher, but like when she had to go in and do her classroom or summer school or something, and she would make me sit on the computer and look for a job every single day. And I found one at Dunkin' and I got an interview and everything was great. And then I like turned in everything, like social security number, driver's license, everything. And they just like, they said I was hired and then they never called me back. So that's on them.
Oh, so you didn't even go to orientation.
It's not even on me.
That's
really
tough.
But I told my parents I got a job and they're like, when do you start? I'm like, I don't know. They lost my number, I think.
So the frustration is real. Mm-hmm. Julie says, I'm not saying this girl should quit, but I do think parents don't listen when their kids speak. Forcing her back into something that spikes her anxiety could do more harm than good. Right. Who else is here? If you guys are tuning in, the problem Nicole is facing right now in parental is that her 16-year-old daughter, who a family friend helped get her this job, she quit after the first week because the vibes were off. She didn't want to have to clean the tables. So she walked out.
If I was allowed to leave places that the vibes were off every time vibes were off, I would never be going anywhere.
No, you'd be home 24/7.
I would literally be in bed.
Guys.
Snug as a bug in a rug.
Good morning. I get both sides. I have a 15-year-old with anxiety and a husband who doesn't believe it's real. There's a fine line between understanding your kid's limits and enabling bad habits. The trick is knowing which one you're doing. And then I'll go over to Tony. I think this is the last one coming in. Yo, can we please stop with the anxiety crap? Your daughter is lazy. Also, I would make her apologize to the person who got her that job. She embarrassed everyone. If my daughter ever did this to me, she would be at my side every day pouring concrete. Make her find another job immediately.
I know. I'm honestly shocked that my dad didn't like make me go on his truck with him.
Same.
But like, honestly, more harm to him than to me, because I'd be so insufferable. He'd be like, I really am like going to shut the business down because you're so annoying.
Yeah, me too. I wasn't a really hands-on type of guy growing up. So when my dad took me to work.
Or now.
He's laying tile. He's like, why don't you go sit in the van? I'll be out there when I'm ready for you and I'm done.
I'm dead.
So can we go to lunch? All right. Thank you guys for the messages on this one. Nicole, best of luck. But at the end of the day, she's either got to find another job or stick it out. Sounds like she already quit.
Yeah, she better go beg for her apron back. That's all I got to say.
Make that money. Or she pays for the Wi-Fi in her own groceries. We're going to take a quick break.
With
PXY Mornings.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. When it comes to food and food in the area, there is a lot of like uncertainty and food insecurity for certain groups of people in the Rochester region, which is very sad and a hard pill to swallow. But Food Link, once again is partnering with Wegmans to call on shoppers to help address the food insecurity issue here in the Rochester area. It's on the rise in the Rochester region yet again. It has been for many years. And it's the 32nd annual Check Out Hunger campaign that actually kicks off today at all 21 Rochester area Wegmans stores. So how it works is you can donate a few dollars or just round up your overall bill for your groceries, even though you're already paying like $50 for three items.
Right.
But I mean, what's another 50 cents? You know what I mean? The money supports Food Link, which stores and distributes millions of pounds of food to its partners across the 12-county region. Those partners include food pantries, community meal programs, and shelters as well. A report was released earlier this year that food insecurity in the region grew just 9% over 9% in 2021 and nearly 13% in 2023. That amount is over 160,000 people in our area facing food insecurity. So if you are at Wegmans starting today, on to this campaign goes on for quite some time, make note of that. Maybe round up, maybe donate that extra couple dollars because it helps more than you know. And with the holidays coming up here quicker than ever before, you don't want anybody to go without on Thanksgiving or Christmas. The campaign runs through Sunday, November 30th, just in time for Thanksgiving. So it's all available for you at your local Wegmans.
Just round up. That's all you got to do.
Just round up.
Just round up. Imagine being in love, you guys, married, building a life together, and then you find out your partner still plans to be buried next to their late spouse. How many of you would be okay with that? And do you even get a say? We would love to hear from anyone who has been through something similar. 585-252-9800 is the number. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
Imagine being happily married, building a life with someone new, and then you find out they still plan on being buried next to their ex.
Oh, no.
How many of you would have a big problem with this? And do you even get a say? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We came across this situation recently, and it got us thinking, how do you navigate the feelings of being in a new relationship while respecting your partner's past? Because I don't know, some of you might have been in a situation like this or know someone who has. Right. And we would love to hear from you on what you would do. Not that you, I don't know how many options you have, but how would that make you feel?
How would that make you feel? I mean, listen, it is such a complex and convoluted situation because there isn't any animosity in most cases of an ex, right? There's no hard feelings. It's a loss that is not by choice. And you think you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone, and then things take a turn.
Things
and
happen.
You lose that person, and that wasn't your choice. And plans were put in place and things of that nature. But the reality of the situation is, depending on when your spouse passes, life does keep going forward. And when you choose to continue to live your life to the fullest, as I would assume your partner would want for you, things happen. You meet other people. You meet another person, I should say. And the plan that you saw for yourself is now a different plan.
It's out the window.
But you still have stake in the game from your past plan in life. And, you know, whether you bought a headstone together, a lot, or a plot of, you know, cemetery land.
I feel like people only buy those when they get down the road in life. I don't know anybody that's bought in a plot at the age of 30 years old.
I do.
Really?
Because their husband passed. So their tombstone was together. It has their last name on it. He's obviously birth and death date. Hers is her name and her birthday.
Oh, see.
There's obviously no death date.
Wouldn't one assume? Wouldn't one assume this is maybe a conversation you would have before you married your new partner? Like, hey, yeah. I realize your first husband or wife passed away. Do you still have plans to be buried next to them? Does this bother people?
Or if there even was plans to begin with. Not everybody does this. It's not
no,
like,
people
it's
are,
like you have to do it. Some
I agree with that. Let's go to the phones. Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, it's Dave.
What's up, Dave? Good
hey,
morning,
Dave.
Man.
Wavy Davey.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I've been listening all morning, and I figure I'd finally call in.
Yeah.
Because this one actually hits kind of close to home for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm married. My wife and I have been together for about 5 years, like married for the last two.
Okay.
Her previous husband, he passed away from an illness, and like that was like nearly like 9 years ago now.
Okay.
And I knew all that going into the relationship, and I've always respected that part of her life, you know?
Sure.
But the thing was, like, a year ago, my wife had a very serious health scare. And so when that happened, it made me realize that if something were to ever happen to her, the plan is to bury her next to her late husband.
Oh.
Well, she does already have a burial plot next to him.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is exactly what we're talking about.
Headstone and everything.
Yeah. So you knew going into the marriage, I mean, you knew about her husband and all that, but you also...
Right,
did
but
you,
I didn't even think about, like, that she'd be even, like, considering being buried next to him after we got married, like...
Right.
Like, it didn't even cross
I'm
my
sure
mind.
I'm sure it was brought up, but when the health scare kind of hit home, it became super real.
It's like, so I found out, I didn't even know how to react. I mean, obviously it's pretty unsettling.
Right.
We tried to have a few conversations about it, but none of them ever ended well.
Who's yelling at who?
Well, it was like less yelling and just like, both of us just sort of not appreciating the other person's side of it. Like, you know, I would try to be honest about it and say it just didn't like sit right with me or feel right. And, you know, that I'm like her husband now and she didn't want to hear any of that. And like,
what do you want her to do, Dave?
I mean, ultimately, like if we're husband and wife, like I would want her to be buried next to me.
Yeah, but I mean, also at the same time, she was husband and wife with him first. And the burial plot's already there. So what do you do in that situation?
Well, I mean, he gets a double wide? I don't know.
Not you going with them. Not you literally going with them.
It's the double wide. Yeah, do they have those?
Well, I mean,
even so, Dave, like, there might not be room at the inn. I'm sorry. I mean,
we can always get our own plots.
So when you guys have this conversation, how does it usually end off? Because, you know, you guys have clearly talked about this more than once. How does it end?
That she's going to be buried next to him, and that, like, if she changes her mind, she'll let me know.
Okay.
I doubt she's going to change her mind.
You're spiraling.
I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. I can understand where you're coming from. But at the end of the day, dude, you're both gone. It's not like you guys are going to be able to spoon each other. It's done. This is why everybody should just be cremated.
Yeah, or if I go first, then I don't have to know what happens.
Right.
I guess, yeah. That's
if you go first, does a part of you feel like she's cheating?
I mean, I don't even know. I mean, it just feels like that if she was wanting to be buried next to him, that she should just have, like, I guess, not gotten remarried. To me, if it was like we'd never gotten married, I'd understand her wanting to be buried next to him. But, like, now that, like, she's, you know, we're committed.
This is kind of crazy.
So it's kind of a jealousy thing.
It just seems like a past life, you know? Like,
right. It's,
you feel like you're the second act.
I'll never say
that to her.
But nothing's going to top the first one because she's going back there regardless. So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, I get where you're coming from. There's really not much.
I don't know yet.
I mean, I'll respect her wishes if that's what she wants, but, like, it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts her feelings. For sure.
585-252-9800. How much say can someone actually have when it comes to someone's final resting spot? I can understand your concern. And she's either going to give in or she's going to be like, it is what it is. I don't know how many people who already have a burial plot, lost their significant other, got remarried. It was like, I think I'm going to change it up. I don't know anyone who's done that.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you get a burial plot if you plan on remarrying? I understand things happen. Things change.
I don't know the answer to that. But all I'm saying is, you know, I don't know how old or young you are. I don't know what's going on with you in an age sense. But, like, say you marry someone and they pass away in their 30s of an illness or a car accident, whatever the case may be. You're not going to just, like, hold yourself to that stone. That's crazy.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking my call, but I got to run.
No problem, man. Thanks for calling up and sharing that.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate it. It feels good to get off my chest.
All right, Dave. We'll see you later, buddies.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
He's really going through it.
She's made her decision, clearly. Nate says, the guy who was just on the phone, I think he's overthinking this. When it comes down to it, you're going to be dead too. Will it matter? No. So focus on your life together now instead of stressing over something you most likely can't change.
It's still a massive concern.
It gets messy.
And it can definitely get in your head for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you heard him. He sounds defeated. Yeah. Shannon says, my dad remarried and my stepmom had the same situation. It caused tension for years, but everyone has a past. My dad just finally had to accept that it is what it is. They threw the argument out the window. There's no sense in just constantly bringing it up. Megan says, I don't understand why people get so worked up over something that will literally happen after both of you are dead. Focus on your marriage, not the cemetery plot.
This person says, I'm pretty sure Frederick Douglass is buried next to both of his wives.
Oh, was he married twice?
I'm sure there's a statue around there somewhere.
There's a silver tongued devil.
Yeah. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. This is something I've worried about for 37 years. Not being buried next to an ex, but similar. My mom passed away at 38 and my father remarried. I always wondered where he would be buried. He has a plot with my mom, but also has one with his new wife. He passed away last month and my stepmom gave me half of his ashes to bury with my mom and half of his ashes to bury in her plot. So I guess it worked out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not you splitting yourself in half.
I was going to say, this sounds like it's going to come down to a heads or tails
also,
type of situation.
Also, you getting two plots is diabolical.
The guy's got money.
Wait, didn't we just see Cindy in the back of the cemetery? What's happening?
That's crazy. Yeah. By the sound of things, when you really think about it, I mean, people are stressing over the afterlife and doing that is just, it's going to ruin your marriage along with the life you're living right now.
Yeah.
This is why everyone just get cremated and sprinkled into the Genesee River. God bless.
I want to be made into a diamond, I think.
I'd wear you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for weighing in on this one, especially Dave. Who
I
called
give it to Patrice. She gives it to her new wife. I'm like, wait, what?
98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Let them rip this morning. I'm setting the timer right now.
7 minutes on the clock, 7 minutes in heaven, or should we say hell?
Seven minutes in hell start right now. 585-252-9800. Serena is weighing in first. Serena, good morning, you guys. posting a no makeup selfie when you still have filters, lash extensions, lip fillers, and perfect lighting is performance art. There, I said it. Have a great day, you guys.
Right.
We love the theater.
Full glam. Full makeover.
Full makeover.
Yeah, it's wild. But you do you.
Thank you, Serena. We appreciate that.
Or they'll be like, natural. It's like fresh spray tan, fresh eyelash extensions. There's just like one slab of Vaseline.
I'll take a nice plump pair of lips any day of the week.
It took me a very long time to figure out what lip filler was and like lip injections. I just thought everybody had that. And then I was like, there's no way she has that. They're like, oh, yeah, her lips are the size of the Great Wall of China. So,
oh,
I was like, oh, okay.
It's casual.
Cool.
Let's go over to our friend Jake. Jobs where you do absolutely nothing suck. There, I said it. I currently work at a place that consists of doing routine checks at the start of my shift for 15 minutes. And then I spend 8 hours watching Amazon Prime and YouTube, and I hate it.
Oh.
Jake, that sounds like a nightmare, buddy. Where do I sign up?
No, that's literally my dream.
How do we sign up for that job?
I'll go over there right after. No worries.
Jake, I'm so sorry to hear about how miserable your life is right now. All the best, buddy.
All right, let's get over to some other people here. This person says, Legally Blonde was the best movie ever made, and I don't care who fights me on that. There, I said it.
Haven't seen that in a while.
Oh, it's such a good one.
That is a good movie, huh?
Let's run it back for Breezy's big movie review, shall we?
Yes, but better than Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I was watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off for my movie review years ago, and it was the scene where the cops were like looking for him, and all of a sudden, there was a knock on my parents' door. The cops were looking for me because I accidentally called them on my Apple Watch. It was a whole thing. My dad's like, yeah, she's in the basement.
Oh, you just called 911?
On my watch. Like, it hits. Yeah, it happens all the time.
And they showed up to the front door.
Yeah, they did.
That's interesting.
They got a wellness check. Mimi here. People that have all their Christmas shopping done before Thanksgiving are absolute psychopaths. There, I said it. Literally, Patrice.
My mother.
Literally,
Patrice. I think my mom's almost done. She texted
Patrice
me.
Is like done. She's done.
Did she get my gift?
I don't know.
I didn't even tell her what I wanted.
I know.
She said she was getting me something this year, so I have to get her something.
She said that there's no need to ask you what you want because when you know someone well enough, it just comes to you.
Oh, really?
Allegedly.
Not me getting my mom another shake weight.
Oh, yeah. From Five Below. Loving it.
excuse me. Melissa says, what's up, guys? I think it's weird when parents act like being exhausted is some kind of parenting badge of honor. Oof. Being burnt out all the time isn't proof that you love your kids. It's a sign that something's not working. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm just the messenger here. Melissa's words, not ours. Eww. Let's keep it moving, people. Alex says, co-sleeping with your kid every single night for years isn't bonding. It's avoiding boundaries. And at a certain point, it's more about the parents' issues than the kids' needs. There, I said it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Hot take, Alex.
But
I don't disagree.
Just not wrong.
Not a parent.
Simply not wrong.
But I don't disagree.
No. We couldn't dare. We couldn't dare disagree.
I think mine for today is people who complain about cancel culture, but cheer on public shaming every time someone messes up. You're absolute hypocrites. There, I said it.
You're right.
But that's just how I feel about it.
You're actively rooting against someone.
All the time.
Actively.
All the time. Just rooting for somebody's downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is here, Breeze?
Mine for today is this. I do not understand the whole craze and fad behind energy drinks. There, I said it. The Alani's, the Celsius. It's like, drink water. Be an adult and drink water. And you would have more energy that you are trying to make up for the lack of if you drank more water and slept better. You don't need an Alani. You don't need a Celsius. You don't need a liquid IV. These are all just capitalism coming for you and your health.
I disagree.
There, I said it.
I disagree. You got to get that B12 in you.
It's fake. It's sugar. It's bull. And I'll die on that hill.
All about
there,
that B12.
I said it. Oh my God, my Chrissy. Head hurts. I haven't had a drop of water since 94. Let me have a Red Bull instead.
Nah.
What?
I don't do water. I do Diet Coke or iced coffee.
Yep. And that's why your cholesterol is through the roof.
That's, you don't even know what you're talking about at this point.
I know that for certain.
All right, let's go over to our friend Nina here. Moose and Breezy, good morning. I'm going out on Halloween as a sexy nurse or sexy police officer is dumb and not original. She spelled dumb, D-U-M-E. It's old and tacky. Come on, ladies, we can do better than this. There, I said it. It's not dumb. Ladies, do not listen to this Nina girl. I fully have plans to get arrested on Halloween. Okay. Moose, what'd you do this year for Halloween? Stayed home, watched Dateline.
Nope.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 52 for the high today. It's going to be a scorcher out there.
Yeah, I just went outside. It's literally freezing.
Guys, new beginnings for the former Hotel Cadillac in downtown Rochester.
Yes.
Back in the day, you can rent rooms there by the hour. Someone told me about it. Rochester City Council voted yesterday to authorize appropriations and loan agreements, along with a payment for a new fine arts loft for affordable housing. The project got more than $6 million. And federal funding to transform the old hotel into more than a dozen mixed income housing units for the unhoused and young adults. This used to be quite the luxury hotel back in the day. And now it sits pretty.
Yeah, you say luxury. You could rent rooms by the hour.
Well, before that, I mean, when it was first built, it was something. The loft is also set to include commercial real estate for startup companies.
Oh.
So if anyone is looking to open up a new Pilates studio or maybe, I don't know.
That's just what the city needs.
A crystal
Another
shop.
Fitness studio.
The Hotel Cadillac may just be the place to do it. And then we're not done just yet. And then in Victor, there's plans to move forward to bring the Rochester area its very first Bass Pro Shop store. The company announced Tuesday it plans to open a 90,000 square foot store at Eastview Mall in late 2026.
Okay,
because
massive.
Where else would they move it to?
No, it's literally massive.
It ain't going to Marketplace Mall.
No. I'm sure Greece and Henrietta and even Irondequoit, because like ripped to their mall, right, are so jealous that Victor gets everything.
Do you think that Ethiopian restaurant they put in the food court at Marketplace Mall, is that still there?
It's still thriving.
I never got a chance to try
it's still
it.
Thriving.
The Springfield, Missouri-based company said the Victor store, which will be its fifth store in New York State, will employ more than 120 people. I mean, think about the economic impact, you guys. Lots of exciting things happening in the 585. Also, I drove past yesterday. They just got started on Rock Holiday Village. It's not even Halloween yet.
I know.
It's going up.
You got to get that igloo.
I promise myself I'm going this year.
Did you not go last year?
I forgot about it.
That's literally next door to your house.
How many of you think boundaries get lost when parents try to party with their adult kids? Or do you find this to be harmless fun? Also, anyone listening, you ever been to the strip club with your parents? What was that like? Coming up, I'm going to share with you a wild story of how my buddy Johnny celebrated his birthday with his rents. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. How many of you have ever been to the strip club with your parents?
I'm sorry, what?
585-252-9800. I was shocked when I heard my buddy Johnny went with his dad and his stepmom to Spearmint Rhino in Los Angeles.
What in the hell is happening?
It's more of a classy strip club.
Okay.
According to him, he lives out on the West Coast. I called him yesterday to wish him a happy birthday. I said, what are you doing to celebrate? He says, well, my dad and my stepmom flew into town last week. We partied this past weekend. He goes, my dad took me to the strip club. I said, ew, really? You do that with your dad and your stepmom? And he says, well, it wasn't my idea.
It was the stepmom's.
We went out to dinner and drinks, and my dad was like, we can't stop now. We got to keep partying. Let's go. Where are we going?
Oh, my God.
So he goes, my dad took me to the strip club. We went to Spearmint Rhino. I said, oh, wow, that's that with your stepmom, too. Yeah, he goes, yeah. I said, Johnny, I mean, was Susan cool with it? His stepmom? He's like, yeah.
She's like, yeah, she jumped on stage. She was loving it.
He says, yeah, of course she was. He says, she doesn't really care. It's my dad's thing. But he's like, no, we're going. I want to buy you a lap dance for your birthday. This is his dad. I was like, first off, you do you. But I don't share this type of relationship with my father. Also, I'm not a huge strip club guy. I think the last time I went was in Vegas for my cousin's bachelor party, pre-COVID. So I said, Johnny, was this weird for you to go to the strip club with your dad and stepmom and get a lap dance in front of your dad? He says, well, it's yeah, if it was in front of them, it'd be weird, but they have private rooms.
I was going to say, I hope it's private.
He goes, it's not like Susan and my dad sat and watched. They love to party. But he goes, my dad just kind of hung out at the bar, mm-hmm. and Susan sat at the table. She made a grocery list. I'm like, oh, God, this is so odd.
She must be a blast at parties.
I couldn't do it. I don't ever want to go into a strip club with my mom or my dad. We already talked about this on the show months back about me accidentally watching a sex scene with my parents in the living room, and that was very uncomfortable, let alone getting a lap dance in front of them.
150%.
Who does this type of thing?
Listen, I think there's different levels to it. I think the strip club is like the highest level, of course. But also at the same time, like I've been in situations where like I'm partying with my parents and we're the three of us are like blasted or like with a friend of mine. I mean, not so much anymore. It was more so when I was like younger and just starting to like be of the legal age of drinking.
So when you're 20, you and your parents would get blasted together.
I'd say more like 25. But yeah, I mean like, we would go to Halloween parties. We would do fun things together. And it was just like a different level and layer of relationship that was like fun and exciting. This is like a whole different situation.
Is anyone uncomfortable anymore with anything?
I guess not. It's like, I fear they're not.
If you have gone to a strip club with your parents, I would absolutely love to hear from you. Or parent or whatever. Step-mom.
Grandma, whatever.
Grandma, did you guys go to the Barrel of Dolls together? I'm dying to know who's done this. Let's go over to, who's here? Emily and Mike are here. Emily says, never gone to a strip club with my parents and never will. I'd rather spend my birthday doing literally anything else that's just awkward, even if they're all about it. And you know, some parents are. They love to party.
They do.
I saw this one couple one time on my first and last cruise, up on the bar, getting after it.
Oh my God.
Their kids must have been like, I don't know, maybe 14, 16, watching mom and dad.
Just getting after it.
Undress. So it's so bizarre.
Oh gosh. Bring your kid to work day.
Mike says, I took my dad to a bar once for his birthday, but a strip club? No, I'm good.
That's- I also feel like your parents, I mean, anybody acts differently in those situations, right? Like, I've gone to the local dive bar with my dad and like he's like a local celebrity there. And I'm like, I didn't even know you went here. You know what I mean? Let alone people knowing your middle name.
He walks in and he's, yeah.
Met with
he's
cheers.
He's the guy.
And I'm like, oh.
Met God. With cheers.
I'm like, what?
I just, I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that Johnny was cool with this. But don't get me wrong. There are some, like I've partied with his dad. Greatest guy. But, you know, obviously it's different if it's your parent. You know what I mean? Like, you're comfortable. Like I said, I just don't share this type of relationship with my dad where I'm like, do you want to go to the strip club?
Right.
You know what I mean? I've been to bachelor parties that my dad was at, but there was no stripper. No, Cinnamon never showed up.
You're like, worst bachelor party ever, but it was fine, I guess.
Guys, good morning. This is not something you do with family. I can't even imagine being in the same place as my mom if there were strippers. I know, buddy.
I know.
It's so tough. Let's go over to Carlos. What's up, guys? Years ago, my dad and I ended up at a bachelor party. It was a strip club. He was trying to act cool, but he kept checking on me like I was a kid. It was weird for both of us, but we bonded a bit. Not something I'd want to repeat.
No. Definitely Definitely not.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done with your parents?
I mean, honestly, just like getting hammered. Like one year, my mom was hammered on Christmas, like hammered.
Mom, I'm sure she loves you sharing the story, but go ahead.
I mean, she drinks like once every 5 years. But I mean, just doing that kind of stuff with them, it doesn't happen often. But when it does happen, it's absolutely wild. Like one year for Halloween, we took a limo to a party. It was like me, my parents, and like all of their friends. And then my best friend Maddie came. And we had dropped everyone off. So it was literally just me, Maddie, and my parents, like partition, blackout in the back of this limo. It was such a baller experience.
That's nice.
It truly was.
That's nice that they got to be, you know, experience that with you.
Yep.
I think the one time I wish I really could have partied with my parents was my 21st birthday. Because our boss, Mike Danger, he took me out and got me wrecked. Started at a lovely dinner at Mario Via Bruzzi, which is now gone.
Was that where the
Whole Foods
is? Yeah.
So at the end of the night.
I went there for prom. It was probably the same night.
We ended up at Mount Hope Cemetery. I don't know what happened. I don't remember what happened there. But the last part of the night is, any of you guys remember Pulse Nightclub? There used to be a rotating dance floor, but we used to do a club night there on Saturdays. They were doing oil wrestling there. And I remember, I don't know at this point how much I had to drink, but I remember I fell asleep on the rotating dance floor standing up.
Oh.
There's just pictures of me with my head down and I'm just rotating.
Right.
It was one of the greatest birthdays of my life. Okay. And my parents missed out on it.
No, fully. You're like, honestly, I was in rare form, but never felt or looked better.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, if you get a chance to party with your parents and they're cool with it, fine. But strippers straddling you in front of them?
We can't do it.
The last time that happened to me, I was wearing khakis. Thank God my parents weren't there.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Chance Beat Breezy.
That's right. Call her right now, 585-252-9800. We got to give away this four-pack. This is for the Rochester Museum and Science Center to experience their brand new, really cool exhibit called Astronaut. Your journey, guys, it begins right here on Earth.
You got to do it.
You got to do it.
It's so important to just do it.
This is a full-body, immersive, and interactive display. It's actually very cool. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. Good morning.
You sound like a doll. What's going on?
I'm in the car.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Okay.
Do you have what it takes to be breezy, yes or no?
I hope so. I hope she's going down.
She's always going down, but sometimes she's never going down. All right, Katie, get ready. You're coloring. Katie, go ahead. Talk some trash to our girl before she leaves the room.
All right, Breezy, you better bring it because I'm here.
And she's going down.
All right, well, I'll leave now. See ya. Good luck.
Bye, Breeze.
Thank you.
All right, Katie. Breezy's leaving the room. The rules are simple. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breeze, you're going to get the win. Do you have kids, Katie?
I do. 3 kids.
Oh, this is perfect. All right, let's get you that 4-pack. Question number 1. What is the largest planet in our solar system?
Let's go with Saturn.
Going with Saturn. Let's go to question number 2. What does GT stand for in car models like Mustang GT?
Grand Turbo.
Going with Grand Turbo?
Yeah.
All right, final answer. Let's lock you in. Question number 3. Let's go to another space question, shall we, Katie? What is the name of our galaxy? The galaxy we are in, Katie, what is the name of it?
The Milky Way galaxy.
Going with the Milky Way. Final answer. Locking you in. Let's go to question number 4. Name a body part, Katie, that never stops growing as you age.
You're a body part.
That's right.
Your nose.
Final answer.
Yeah.
All right. Katie's going with her answer is nose. And last question. Reese's Pieces became a pop culture hit after being featured in which movie in the
80s? Ooh. I'm going to say The Goonies.
You going with Goonies?
Yeah.
All righty. Let's bring our girl Breezy in. That's five right there on the board. We're going to tally these up. Let's see how well you did. Right now, we're looking at a total of 2 out of 5.
Okay, he said 5 on the board, and I was like, what? I thought you got them all right. I'm panicking. Okay, 2 out of 5.
That's hard.
It is hard. I will admit, especially doing it live on the radio is something to be challenged by.
Honestly, it's not that hard. Katie, stay right there.
You've literally never played.
Okay, here we go. Question number 1. Breezy, what is the largest planet in our solar system?
I think it's Earth.
You think Earth is the largest planet in our solar system?
I think so. There's a lot more. There's people on there. It expands it. You know what I mean.
Okay, let's just get this over with. Go to question number 2. What does GT stand for in car models like Mustang GT? Clock's ticking, Breezy.
I know what GM stands for.
What does GT stand
pass.
For?
Pass. Pass. Literally pass.
All right, we're going with a pass. All right, Breezy, question number 3. What is the name of our galaxy? The galaxy we're currently in, what is the name of it?
Earth? What? No, I'm shook.
Come on, give me one guess.
What do you mean galaxy?
What's the name of the galaxy we currently live in?
Galaxy.
It's pretty obvious. Okay, you're going with galaxy? Okay.
The
It really doesn't matter considering time's up like 10 minutes ago.
I don't know.
Let's go to question number 4. Breezy, name a body part that never stops growing as you age. Name a body part.
Your heart. It's constantly growing. Just pumping out of your chest.
All right, last question.
I literally hate it here. These are horrible questions.
Question number 5. Reese's Pieces became a pop culture hit after being featured in which movie?
E.T. It's the only one I got right, so who cares? Literally, who cares? Katie, the wheels are falling off. I'm hitting the panic button. Right. I literally hate it here.
Yeah, Katie, you absolutely crushed. Congratulations. You got yourself that 4-pack.
Can we
four
go
pack.
Over these bogus questions, please?
Sure, we can do that. Largest planet in our solar system? Jupiter. Katie said Saturn. You said Earth. What does GT stand for in car model?
Grand? Wait, Jupiter? I thought Jupiter was a planet.
Yeah, what is the largest planet?
Oh, sorry, I got the solar system. Okay.
Katie, you were close. You said Gran Turbo. It's Gran Turismo. Breezy passed on that.
Makes
one.
No sense. That literally makes sense.
What is the name of our galaxy? That would be the Milky Way. Katie, you got
no,
that one right?
Oh, are you kidding me?
No one would lie
it's
to
the
you here.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Name a body part that never stops growing. You got that one right, Katie. It's either ears or nose. Breezy said heart.
First of all, I'm sorry, your nose never stops growing? What are you, Pinocchio? What is happening here?
And then the last movie, you said Goonies, Katie. The correct answer is E.T. All right. But you still crushed it 2-1. All right.
I don't even deserve to go to this exhibit, Katie, so I'm so glad you won them.
Katie, I need you
Maybe
to say...
I'll go and learn.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a learning experience.
Where are you from, Victor?
Victor, yeah.
All right, my name is Katie from Victor, and I just destroyed Breezy.
My name is Katie from Victor, and I just barely beat Breezy by one.
That was very generous of you.
That's
Thank
not what
you
I told you to say.
Ego.
That's okay.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Morning. On the number one hit music station.
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. You know, imagine being happily married and building a life with someone new. And then you find out they still plan to be buried next to their ex. Or their significant other that they once were with. How many of you would have a big problem with this?
A huge problem, I fear. I fear this would cause a little bit of a riff.
I don't know if anybody actually gets a say, because we came across a situation recently, And it just got us thinking, if this is something you've been through, we would love to hear from you. 585-252-9800. You can call us now, but we just want to know, like, how do you navigate the feelings of being in a new relationship while still respecting your partner's past? Because some of you may have been in a situation like this. I don't personally know anyone who has.
Right.
But
I don't like know them personally, but I've seen it online of a friend of a friend, or I've met them once or twice, and they were married and their husband passed away of cancer or something along the lines that was like beyond their control. And not that death is ever like in your control, but they have their tombstone. It says their last name, his birthday, his name, birthday, and death date, and then her name and birthday. Obviously no death date because she hasn't passed.
Young?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. I mean, wouldn't one assume, though, too, that this is a conversation you would have before you married your new partner? Like, because, you know, hey, I realize your first husband or wife passed away. Do you still have plans to be buried next to them?
Right.
Does it really bother people? Let me go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, it's Dave.
What's up, Dave? Good morning, Dave. Man.
Wavy Davey.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I've been listening all morning, and I figure I'd finally call in.
Yeah.
Because this one actually hits kind of close to home for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm married. My wife and I have been together for about 5 years, like married for the last two.
Okay.
Her previous husband, he passed away from an illness. And like that was like nearly like 9 years ago now.
Okay.
And I knew all that going into the relationship, and I've always respected that part of her life, you know?
Sure.
But the thing was, like, a year ago, my wife had a very serious health scare. And so when that happened, it made me realize that if something were to ever happen to her, the plan is to bury her next to her late husband.
Oh.
So she does already have a burial plot next to him.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is exactly what we're talking about.
Headstone and everything.
Yeah. So you knew going into the marriage, I mean, you knew about her husband and all that, but you also...
Right, I didn't even think about, like, what, like, that she'd be even, like, considering being buried next to him after we got married, like...
Right.
Like, it didn't even cross my mind.
I'm sure it was brought up, but when the health scare kind of hit home, it became super real.
It's like, so I found out, and I didn't even know how to react. I mean, obviously, it's pretty unsettling.
Right.
We tried to have a few conversations about it, but none of them ever ended well.
Who's yelling at who?
Well, it was like less yelling and just like both of us just sort of not appreciating the other person's side of it. Like, you know, I would try to be honest about it and say it just didn't like sit right with me or feel right. And, you know, that I'm like her husband now, and she didn't want to hear any of that. And like,
what do you want her to do, Dave?
I mean, ultimately, like, if we're husband and wife, like, I would want her to be buried next to me.
Yeah, but I mean, also at the same time, she was husband and wife with him first. And the burial plot's already there. So what do you do in that situation?
Well, I mean, he gets a double wine? I don't know.
Not you literally going with them.
It's a double wine. Yeah, do they have those?
Well, I mean,
even so, Dave, like, there might not be room at the inn. I'm sorry.
We can always get our own plots.
Guys have this conversation, how does it usually end off? Because, you know, you guys have clearly talked about this more than once. How does it end?
That she's going to be buried next to him, and that, like, if she changes her mind, she'll let me know.
Okay.
I doubt she's going to change her mind.
You're spiraling.
I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. I can understand where you're coming from. But at the end of the day, dude, you're both gone. It's not like you guys are going to be able to spoon each other. It's done. This is why everybody should just be cremated.
Oh,
Yeah, or if I go first, then I don't have to know what happens.
Right.
I guess, yeah. That's
if you go first, does a part of you feel like she's cheating?
I mean, I don't even know. I mean, it just feels like that if she was wanting to be buried next to him, that she should just have, like, I guess, not gotten remarried. To me, if it was like we'd never gotten married, I'd understand her wanting to be buried next to him. But, like, now that, like, she's, we're committed.
This is kind of crazy.
So it's kind of a jealousy thing.
It just seems like a past life, you know?
Right. It's
you feel like you're the second act.
He's the second act,
that to her.
But nothing's going to top the first one because she's going back there regardless. So
right.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from. There's really not much.
I don't know yet.
I mean, I respect her wishes if that's what she wants, but, like, it hurts.
Yeah,
it
hurts her feelings, for sure.
585-252-9800. How much say can someone actually have when it comes to someone's final resting spot? I can understand your concern. And she's either going to give in or she's going to be like, it is what it is. I don't know how many people who already have a burial plot, lost their significant other, got remarried. It was like, I think I'm going to change it up. I don't know anyone who's done that.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you get a burial plot if you plan on remarrying? I understand things happen. Things change.
I don't know the answer to that. But all I'm saying is, you know, I don't know how old or young you are. I don't know what's going on with you in an age sense. But, like, say you marry someone and they pass away in their 30s of an illness or a car accident, whatever the case may be. You're not going to just, like, hold yourself to that stone. That's crazy.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking my call, but I got to run.
No problem, man. Thanks for calling up and sharing that.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate it. It feels good to get off my chest.
All right, Dave. We'll see you later, buddies.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
He's really going through it.
Nate says, this guy is totally overthinking it right now. When it comes down to it, you're going to be dead too. Will it matter? No. Focus on your life together now instead of stressing over something you most likely can't really change.
True.
PXY, you're live. Go ahead.
So my husband passed away 15 years ago.
Okay. I'm so sorry for your loss, by the way.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And I have a child with that person. And obviously things changed in life, and I did remarry.
Right.
When Dave was talking, I just can't figure out why he wouldn't be okay with what his wife wanted, because that's what was planned for her. Right. And then, so putting myself in her situation and then him, he's going to continue on in his life and he'll be with someone after that. So what does he expect then?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I agree, though. Sticking to the original plan makes everything a lot less messy, if you will.
Putting myself into his situation, I totally understand the feelings there and the emotional, the thought is weird, but I totally and with the woman at this point, and things can change in the future.
I don't know if this is his first marriage. It sounds like it is.
Right, but like if she were to pass away, if say this illness came back, if she were to pass away, he's going to move on. And then say he gets married again. So it doesn't really matter.
Are you remarried?
I am remarried on my third year.
Okay.
Okay, so how does that look for you?
My husband is exceptional. He is just the most wonderful guy. So he would do anything I wanted. And the woman that called in after Dave, I like that. Splitting the ashes.
Oh, the texture. Yeah. Absolutely. Splitting it up and being like half here, half there type of thing.
Everybody gets a little.
I think it's a compromise. I think it's everybody wins. And I mean, Bruce is right. You are life after death. I mean, you're dead. So it's not like unless you're going to be a spirit in the ether and just bitter for the rest of your time.
In the ether.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, right.
Well, I do believe when you're dead, you're dead, and you're going to move on. Like, I think about my first husband every single day, but I've moved on, and I never thought I was going to get remarried, and I did.
Right.
Yeah.
I just think that people will move on, so that whole situation is just hits home with me as well. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for taking some time
and sharing your story.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have the best day. Talk soon. You know, people are stressing over the afterlife because it's a stressful situation to think about what comes next.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, if I go before you, just do me a favor. Just sprinkle me in the Genesee River.
Could you do that for me? If I go before you.
Oh, you're definitely going before me.
Oh my God, that's.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 52 for the high today. Maybe you guys can help shed some light on this. Breezy is moving into her new home next week. You're finally closing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
But you have to start thinking about unexpected expenses that are going to pop up.
Correct. And I'm like slightly panicking because obviously I've never been a homeowner before, ever. This is a huge step. This is a dream of mine. I'm glad that I can finally have equity in a home.
Sure.
And in something that is ultimately an investment.
Now, before people start saying new roof like I did and windows and stuff like that, you do live in a community. There is HOA.
Right. So what the HOA covers, it actually covers a lot. A lot of it's on the outside, like the roof, maintenance of anything that's around, whether that be plants, lawn care,
trash,
paving and what's it called? Snow removal. Exterior window stuff. But everything inside is pretty much on us.
Yeah. Like if your water heater goes,
right.
That's a pretty penny.
Right. I don't know what something like that would cost. So I think that was like my biggest question this morning of, you know, closing on our home on Monday, moving in all next week. Next week is going to be very chaotic. For me specifically, and it's all fun and well, and we're all having a blast and we're all excited, but when rubber meets the road as a homeowner, these are the things that I'm thinking about. These are the things that I'm worried about. And I think that having this platform and this show to help me grow as a human, as a homeowner, as an adult, is beyond helpful of what is to be expected.
It is nice because I know a lot of people say it all the time too. They're like, why do you want to throw your money away on an apartment if you moved into an apartment? And technically, you're not really throwing it away. You're
saving. Just not investing it into anything.
No, you're still saving money. You still have the ability to save money because if these big expenses were to come up, you don't have to pay for any of that. You're not paying for a lawnmower. You're not paying for any of the stuff that breaks, like if a dishwasher goes.
Right.
You know, it's for some people, they prefer it. You know what I mean? But when it comes to like really big expenses, you guys tell us 585-252-9800. What is it that Breezy and her fiance Patrice have to look forward to?
I'm panicking. I'm really.
What do you have to do as soon as you move in?
So obviously the biggest expense right now is closing costs and things of that nature, down payments. That's a pretty penny, and that's all being taken care of on Monday at closing. But nothing, honestly, the home is pretty turnkey. Like, it was just gutted and renovated last year.
Oh,
so
move in ready
indeed. So I think there's a couple of things that we want to do, not right away. And I think that's another thing that I truly struggle with as a human. When I get somewhere, whether it be a space or something new, I want it to be the way I want it to be right then and there. Like when we moved in here to this studio, I was like, yeah, this is going to be done like tomorrow. And everyone's like, no, it's not. I'm like, no, it is. I'm going to get everything I need to make this space my own. And I'm not really like a patient person when it comes to waiting on things, but like, how much does new windows cost? Because that is something that
new
definitely
windows
will be needed.
I don't know. I mean, I'm spitballing here, but what do you guys think? Like 15 grand?
15 grand?
I think somebody just texted in a water heater for like a 50 gallon. You can get a new one for like $700.
Okay, that's not bad.
It depends on what it is. Some of them go for 1500. you know. But who else is here texting in 585-252-9800? So property taxes are huge. Mike says every year they go up, HOA or not, you're still going to get slammed.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much you budget, the town is always going to want more, and you're in Fairport. But you still get Fairport Electric, right?
Yes.
You do.
Thank God.
Why can't there be like Grease Electric and Spencerport Electric?
No, I know. And Greenlight, which is crazy. So they said the average cost to replace windows in a house ranges anywhere from $300 to $2,500 per window.
Per window.
So that's a huge range.
How many windows you got?
Five or six.
All right. So let's just spitball and say it's maybe $1,000 a window.
All right.
So it's going to be at least $6,000-$7,000.
Yeah.
Easy. But at least you don't have to pay for the roof.
No, literally. I think that's like one of the saving graces. And people can like poo-poo HOAs all they want. They're like, it's just a waste of money. Yes and no. I mean, like, I feel like it's kind of a nice ease into being a homeowner because, like, obviously we own the home, but there is that safety net inadvertently because we do have an HOA.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It's not like we have to stash money away for a roof.
No,
we are stashing money away through them, type of thing.
Yeah, and let's say your washer and dryer go. That's gonna suck. Lauren,
we also need to take into account, I'm a very financially savvy person.
You
and
go
I will
to your
go
parents.
On Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, or you go to your parents. Lauren says, Breezy, maintenance you don't even think about. That's what got to me and my husband on our first home. We had to get our sewer line scoped. It was $1,000 to find out it was fine. So that was fun.
Oh, God. Okay. This person says, Breezy, the house may have been remodeled, but you have no idea the quality. Be prepared for issues to arise. We've been homeowners for a while, and the surprises haven't ended.
So my buddy gets a new house. It's beautiful. Sure, the interior is good. The bones are good. The structure, all that stuff. But once you start knocking down walls like he did, because he wants to do a little renovating, the amount of mold that he found behind these walls, that was it. Game over. He had to dish out so much money to get rid of this mold. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
And these are things that obviously, you don't see when you buy a house.
Correct.
Especially if you decide you want to just skip out on the inspection.
Right. Well, I don't think that's much of a decision anymore, but it's kind of the only way you can get a house.
Yeah.
If you just waive everything. You're like, there's 20 other people lined up at the door. Either take it with no inspection or don't take it at all.
Thank you guys so much for weighing in on this and helping our girl out. A lot of unexpected expenses when buying a house. I went, no, because I'm just not there yet.
But, Moose may be 10 years older than me, but all the life things are happening right here, right now with me.
Yes, they are. I'm learning so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.